Okay, let's go ahead and get started, everybody. Time to start. We will begin, and everybody can catch up with us as they come in. I always want to say to you how much I appreciate you being here to pray. It's so important. I think we begin to see already some of the benefits or results, but I think, you know, God told us if we pray, He's gonna hear our prayers, He's gonna answer and stuff. And personally, I've seen it, you know, as pastor here, I've seen it in some great ways where God's done something. I've also seen the enemy attack in some pretty strong ways too. So this should be the expectation, not only as a church, but for each of us as individual Christians. The closer we get to the Lord, the more the enemy hates that. So be expecting that, and then again, this is just the time we gather together. I hope you carry your prayer on from this place and let God lead you in that. I just want to remind you that next week is Vacation Bible School, so we will not have this. We'll have it the following week. We'll get back into our prayer thing. But during Vacation Bible School, if you're not involved in one of the classes, teaching or something, and any of the nights that you can come, or all the nights that you can come, at 7 o'clock there will be a group praying for the Bible school and stuff. They'll be meeting up in Pastor Cliff's office, which is at the front of the fellowship hall. It's the only available space. We could put you out back, but he wouldn't like that. But Ron's going to lead that, so if you would like to come and just pray, even if you can come for 10 minutes during that time, anytime, just, you know, come and pray for Vacation Bible School. That'd be a wonderful thing. Okay? Tonight we're going to be, our emphasis, our focus is going to be praying for the church, for the body of Christ. And I think most of you know that the church is not quite as broad as the world would like to make it. Christ Church or the biblical church is very well defined. It's not just a religious expression or a religious not just expression, but or just religious. I can't even think what I was going to say now. I'm on drugs right now, so I'm sorry. But
it's okay.
But it may be the best sermon you ever heard. I don't know. We want to be reminded that God intended for His church to be a living body. And the only source we have for that life is the Holy Spirit, who has been graciously given to us by Jesus Christ. And when you trusted Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit came. He brought you to Jesus, and then He came and He lives within you, and He lives within me, and everything we need as far as to live that life, the power, I guess, to live that life, we receive from the Holy Spirit. So we are literally the body of Christ on this earth, and the world cannot see Jesus, but they certainly could see Jesus in us. But they'll only see Jesus in us when we walk as a people, surrender to the Holy Spirit. The church has taken a lot of hits through the years and stuff, and there have been a lot of what I would call charlatans, false teachers, false prophets, all of these things who've spoken in the name of Jesus when Jesus did not speak. And so we need to pray for God's church to be strong, and that's what we're going to pray about tonight. And that includes all aspects of the church. As the Holy Spirit leads you to pray for the church as a whole, maybe our church specifically, all aspects that the Holy Spirit might lead you to. I just encourage you to follow His leadership in that. But the church is called the Bride of Christ. That's a wonderful picture that He gives us. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures before we go into our prayer time to remind you what Jesus says about His church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, you'll remember that it's where Jesus is with His disciples at a place called Caesarea Philippi. Beautiful place. It's up in the northern part of Israel. It's at the headwaters of the Jordan River, even above the Sea of Galilee. The headwaters there that go down the Sea of Galilee. At that place, there's this beautiful, big basalt mountain. This the stone is a dark stone, And it's right there. You sit there and you look up at this stone, and you almost get the picture when Jesus says, "Upon this rock, I will," using the word picture, "upon this rock that I'll build a church." That's where Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And he made a clear distinction between what men say that has really nothing to do with the church, and then the clear distinction that what the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to say is what the church is all about. Because remember what Peter says, "You are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God." If any church is not based upon that truth, then it's not a biblical church. Remember that, okay? That's why I tell you, you don't have to know all the different parts of all the different religious groups out there. Ask them one question. If they don't get that right, then it doesn't matter what else they teach. If they can't tell you who Jesus is and what Jesus has done biblically, then they're not a Bible-based church. So remember what Jesus said about his church. He said, "I will build my church," verse 18, and what did he say? "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." It is not our job to build the church. Mm-hmm. It is our call to be the church. And the Holy Spirit working through the people of God will build the church. And we need to remember that. God didn't send us out there and say, "Go build my church." He sent us out there filled with the Holy Spirit, and he said, "And be my church, be my people." So remember that in the scripture here, and as we pray, I guess from this format, part of our prayer needs to be, "Lord, help us to be your church." So that the gates of hell will literally tremble when this group gathers to worship, when we gather to pray, when we gather to serve, when we're in our homes, around the tables. You know, think about that. To shake the very foundations of hell. You know, there's a little meme that goes out there and something like that. You know, something like, you know, I want it to be so that when my feet hit the floor in the morning that the devil goes, "Oh no, here he comes," or "Here she comes again." So I want to be that church that shakes the very foundations of hell. And the only way that can happen is if we're surrendered, submitted, holy, clean, filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's the church I believe that Christ is going to build. Go over to Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Acts chapter 2 contains a description of the first church. And I believe the description of what every church should be like. And I don't have time to read the whole thing. I've done sermons on it before. But in verse 47, it begins by saying, "Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." It ought to be the norm in the church that people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. But again, notice what he says here. He says it's the Lord that adds. You cannot convince somebody in the kingdom of God. Only the Lord can bring someone into the kingdom of God. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. But we are called, as the book of Acts begins, he says, "And you are called to be witnesses of me." When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then he tells us that we are to be witnesses in our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. But the church is so alive and so empowered by the Spirit of the living God that work of the Holy Spirit is touching people's life, or should be touching other people's lives every day through the body of Christ. Before we pray, go one more thing. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25, verse 27, verse 29. Here's what he says. It says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Remind you that Christ loves the church. I hear people criticize the church, and we do things, I understand it, maybe justifies people's criticism. But to criticize the church, the biblical church, is to tell Jesus that his church isn't special to him, isn't set apart to him. He loved the church, and he died for the church. Verse 27, "that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." His bride, he's called to be spotless, holy, righteous. We're not allowed to walk in sin. We're not allowed to go there. We're called to be filled with the Holy Spirit, surrender to the Holy Spirit, so that we might walk in the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. And in verse 29, he says, "No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does his church." I like that. Just as the Lord does his church. He's here to take care of us. He's here to give us everything we need. You know, everything that's been given to us as a promise from God, we have in his Son, Christ Jesus. So we keep that in mind as we pray for the body of Christ tonight. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to split up in our groups like we do each week, and going to ask you to remember to keep your focus on tonight, praying for the church, praying for the body of Christ, and then about 10 minutes till we'll come back in and do our closing time together and stuff. So what we're going to do tonight, and you can start thinking about this, one of our church members talked about, we sing usually at the end, and we'll probably do that, but I think we're going to close tonight by together doing the Lord's Prayer. And just think, I want you to think about that, because that is the prayer that he gave his disciples. And we don't usually do it by rote so much in Baptist churches, but it is the Lord's Prayer. It is what he gave us. So as we pray about the church tonight, ask the Holy Spirit to show you all the aspects of the church and voice those things that he has for you to share. Okay? So tonight, I'm going to ask that this group, Lauren and Cliff and you guys, if you'll go in that room right here, y'all stay here with us today. And Neville, if you would take this group on this right next door. Okay?